Welcome back. All right, so now we're going to continue on to the EKG video course and we're moving on to module three. So in this video teaching, we're going to talk about junctional rhythms. So helping you to understand what a junctional rhythm is. It's not super common to see, but it can happen. So you should be able to easily recognize it once you see it. Also helping you understand what is an accelerated junctional rhythm, what is junctional tachycardia, and then what are the causes to this rhythm, like what causes it to happen, and what are the like what it, well how what type of symptoms they would have, and how would we treat it? All right, what do we do about it? So let's go ahead and get right into junctional rhythms. So a junctional rhythm occurs when the SA node fails to fire. So remember how in the previous video teachings we were talking about what the SA node does and the function and how it is the natural pacemaker of the heart. But unfortunately, though, with a junctional rhythm, the SA node isn't working. So as a result, the AV node is what takes over. So the rhythm starts at the AV node. So you should already be like coming to a conclusion what that means. So for that reason, that's why we're not going to see a P wave, right? We're either going to not see a P wave or it's going to be inverted when we look at on the rhythm. So the P wave is either not going to be present or it's going to be inverted. But everything else is normal though. All right, except for the rate though. But everything else is normal. So the PR interval isn't really because the P wave is not present or because it's inverted. The PR interval is not always measurable or there, right? There's a normal QRS complex. So that's going to be there. That doesn't change anything. It's going to be a regular rhythm, right? Meaning that the R to R will be normal, right? Will be consistent. So looking at this picture over here, so pretty much this isn't firing and the rhythm is starting from here. Right? So it's literally starting from here. Right? So I remember how we talked about what the SA node reflects. So that's why we don't see a P wave, or that's why the P wave is inverted. Only other thing too is the rate though. So take note of this part. The overall rate is going to be 40 to 60 beats per minute, not 60 to 100. All right. So it's going to be 40 to 60 beats per minute. So because there's different types of junctional rhythm, which we're going to talk about. So with the normal junctional rhythm, there's no P wave or it's inverted, but everything else is normal or present. The PR interval is not measurable because there's no P wave. Or it's inverted. The QRS complex is there, right? That doesn't change anything because the SA node is working. But the only thing though is that and the rate is regular. So that R to R, right, is normal, right? The R to R is normal. And then the rate though of the overall rhythm is a little bit lower, so 40 to 60 beats per minute. Okay, 40 to 60 beats per minute. So here's what it looks like. This is a really good example of one for you. So you see over here, this is inverted, right? This is the P wave where my mouse is. This is the P wave right here, P wave right here, P wave right here, right? And it's inverted, it's inverted. Inverted, inverted, and so forth. Now you can also see it though, right? Where there's nothing here. Like literally, there's no inversion. There's nothing here. And then you see the QRS complex and then the T wave. Nothing here. And then you see the QRS complex and then the T wave. That's also a junctional rhythm, right? So no P waves or the P wave is inverted, upside down. That's a junctional rhythm, okay? And this is once again 40 to 60 beats per per minute. That's how you measure junctional rhythm. See how it's very, simple, not really hard to understand. So the only difference, so there's three different types of junctional rhythm. There's the junctional rhythm, there's accelerated junctional rhythm, and then there's junctional tachycardia. So one more time, junctional rhythm, accelerated junctional rhythm, and junctional tachycardia. So with accelerated junctional rhythm, same properties as I described just now with the junctional rhythm, meaning that the P waves are not there or it's inverted, PR interval is not measured, the QRS complex is normal and it's present, the rate is regular, so the RR interval is normal. But however, though, the rate with accelerated junction rhythm, instead of it being 40 to 60 beats per minute, it's now 60 to 100 beats per minute. Okay, so it's now 60 to 100 beats per minute. That is the main difference. All right, that's the main difference with accelerated junction rhythm. Same thing as junction rhythm, just a little bit faster. All right, just a little bit faster. So it's 60 to 100 beats per minute. Now, junctional tachycardia, same thing again, right? Same properties again. P waves are not present. It's inverted. For that reason, the PR interval is either not there or not measurable. QRS complex is normal. Rate is regular. R-to-R interval is normal. But now it is greater than 100 beats per minute. So the first one was 40 to 60, 60 to 100, and then now more than 100 is junctional tachycardia. So that's pretty much all of them, all right, as far as junctional, accelerated junctional, and junctional tachycardia. Now, they all have the same cause, all right, and treatment. If at all. So the causes, what usually causes a junctional rhythm is patients who are in severe sinus bradycardia. All right, so, I mean severe sinus bradycardia. Also, patients who have sinus arrest, sinoatrial exit block, high grade second degree AV block, third degree block, patients who have high potassium levels, so hyperkalemia, they're prone or at risk to developing a junctional rhythm. There are some drugs that can cause a junctional rhythm, which includes beta blockers, although it's not super common, but you should just be aware of that. Beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, or digoxin poisoning, also known as digoxin toxicity. All right, so here these are the causes, but that's listed here for you as far as when it comes to junctional rhythm. So as you can see, they first have all these other abnormal from some of the causes. They have these other abnormal rhythms, and then it will develop into the junctional rhythm. All right, so these are the causes of whether it's junctional rhythm, accelerated junctional rhythm, or junctional tachycardia. These are the causes. Now here's the thing, especially patients who have junctional rhythm, they're usually asymptomatic. All right, usually they're asymptomatic, so we don't have to treat them. We don't need to do anything. I've seen patients where they're fine, they're comfortable, and you get their rhythm, and wow, this looks different, and then it's like, and you realize it's a junctional rhythm. But they're totally okay. So it's not always, where there's something that's gonna, that they're gonna begin to experience. Now, if the patients, though, if they also have complete AV block or high degree AV block or symptomatic sick sinus syndrome, which is pretty much the sinus node is not functioning well, then they're gonna need a pacemaker. That is the way that you treat this, okay? That is the main line of treatment. Is that they're going to need a pacemaker. Symptoms are going to be the same, meaning that so if they do become symptomatic, we're going to see the same type of symptoms: chest pain, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, dizziness, fatigue, They're touching their chest, they're feeling palpitations. So if it's not, so usually the best treatment, because remember, what's the reason why they're having this rhythm is because the SA node is not firing, right? And the AV node is taking over. So and that's a reason, that's why it can happen in patients who have complete AV block, right? So the best treatment and the only treatment really, aside from treating the underlying problem, which is like hyperkalemia, lower the potassium, all that kind of stuff, but aside from doing that, is to get them a pacemaker. Okay, for them to get a pacemaker. So that's pretty much it. That's pretty much honestly it when it comes to junctional rhythms. So quick recap, we talked about what a junctional rhythm is, what is accelerated junctional rhythm, what is junctional tachycardia. We went over really quickly, we went over the causes, what do you expect to see, and then how we treat it, like what are the differences. So here's what I recommend. Before you move on to the next teaching, just make sure that you clearly understand the difference between the three, those causes, memorize those causes, right, for the test, and then the treatment, which is the pacemaker that we discussed. All right. So that's it. And I will see you in the next video teaching. Hey, did you enjoy that EKG training? Did you enjoy the audio? I'm sure you probably were wondering, like, man, I wish I could also see this visually. Well, if so, I want to encourage you to go ahead and click below this episode, and you can actually download my freebie called Understanding EKG's Freebie Guide. And you can download that right away, and that will give you some visual perspective. It's a download, it's a PDF. And since you put your name and email address in, you'll get immediately the download sent to your email, and then with along with the login link. And then if you really wanted the full thing, like you want the whole video training where I go over this topic in way more detail, it's in our you get access to our membership portal, and you can just really go dive in depth with EKGs. Then also click below the video or click below this episode to access my Understanding EKGs course. And this course, you will love this course. I literally have people that have told me they went from not knowing anything about EKGs to and feeling like they had no clarity, not understanding how it works, and afterwards they knew how to interpret it smoothly and easily just from going through this course. So if that sounds like something you want to be a part of, then make sure that you go below this episode so you can enroll today into our EKGs course. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you truly enjoyed it. I hope that you learned something, you took something away, or if it was hopefully eye-opening or if it encouraged you. I really hope that you enjoyed it. Once again, if you haven't already, you can always visit our website, which is choosenursing.net. And I want to talk to you for a brief moment. Are you somebody where you have been trying to pass your NCLEX exam? If you've been struggling for quite some time now and you don't know what to do, you don't know what you're doing wrong or how to do things differently, then I definitely want to encourage you to join our School of the NCLEX program. This is a very in-depth school-like setting where we meet virtually, and we have twice per week classes. You get access to our online portal. There's also one-on-one sessions in addition to teachings, and we do practice questions together. It's like night classes, but it's also very intimate. So if you want to learn more about the program, if you just click below this episode, you can find out more details about all about it and how you can become a part of it. And then if you are somebody where you're either in nursing school or you already got your license, you have other things that you're trying to work on, then definitely visit our website, choosingnursing.net, for some of our other resources. Thank you. Make sure that you hit the subscribe to our channel here so you can get a, that way you can know when I release another episode. See you the next time.